Blog Talk Radio.
Come on.
Tonight, we are thankful for all that God has done for us and he's doing through us and what he's doing through you. God, we thank you on tonight. Please let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. For Lord, you are our strength and you are our Redeemer. Amen. Listen, tonight we want to share with you, say it and don't take it back. What do you think about that? Say it. And don't take it back. Now, listen, we're not just talking about naming and claiming and that type of thing that was on the horizon some years ago, but we're certainly talking about being in agreement with the Word of God. And I believe that we have to come back around to this lesson, you know, over and over again at increments in time, that we have to come back and encourage our hearts to say what it is that the Word of God has said about us, that we have to repeat that over ourselves because life happens to all of us. And so in order to go forward, we have to begin to say what it is that the Word of God has said about us, speak over ourselves. And that's why tonight we're saying, say it and don't take it back. Whatever it is that God has said concerning you, forget about what they say. You know, oftentimes that's the way that we talk. Well, you know, they say, or, you know, they feel, whoever they are. We want to forget about what they say, how they feel about it, and we want to dare to begin to speak over our own lives. We want to refuse to take it back, even in the face of opposition. So that's what we're talking about tonight. And so although we have a short segment on tonight, I wanted to share several portions of scripture with you tonight. So I'm hoping that you're going to get your Bibles out, get your pieces of paper, your tablets, your pens, so that you can just at least jot down some scriptures to look at later on, because this is what the Lord wants us to do as we bring to our remembrance what it is that he said. He wants us to use the Word of God. That's what strengthens us. That's what strengthens our faith. So why would we say speak over your own life, encourage your own self, is because as you go through life, and you face whatever you face each and every day, you and I, both of us, all of us, you know, when we face what we're going to face, sometimes it doesn't look like God is in the picture at all. Ever been there? It's like, wait a minute now, I thought I was doing what it was that the Lord had called me to do, but somehow or another, I don't sense the presence of God up in this at all. It doesn't seem like what's going on is reflective of God at all. But tonight, I just want to encourage you to continue to say what God has said. Speak over your life. Speak the word tonight. So we're going to share some scriptures with you that we want to make sure that we're holding on to and that we're speaking. Now listen, a lot of this is based on the fact that we are born of the Spirit of God, because that has to be made very, very clear that until we are born of the Spirit of God, we're none of His. And so those who have not yet accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior cannot claim the promises of God. So it becomes very frustrating to try to claim the promises that God has made to His people and not have relationship with Him, because it's all about relationship. And that's the first thing I want to do, is encourage your heart to accept the Lord as your Savior. And if you've already done that, begin to pour out before Him and spend more time. I always tell you that. Spend more time in relationship with Him, talking with Him. And I realize that sometimes you can't set aside 2 hours, an hour, and just stay on your knees, but we want to have a life of communication with God, a life of prayer. And that's just constant communication with the Lord throughout the day. One of the first things I want you to keep in mind that the Lord brought to me, now He shared several things with me to just encourage your hearts. And one of the first things is that I want you to realize that as we're born again of the Spirit of God, that He has said that we are the righteousness of God. We are the righteousness of God in Him. It's through Christ Jesus that we are the righteousness of God. And so we have to remember what the Lord has said, you know, about us. That comes from 2 Corinthians 5:21. But God has said that we are the righteousness, His righteousness, and it's through what Christ has done for us. And it really means that God has put us in right standing. Somewhere else I want you to look for that is Romans 3:22. It says the righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to everyone who believes. And there's no difference between Jew and Gentile. That's the New International Version. But how I want to encourage you tonight is that I want you to begin to speak this over yourself when you have those times that your past wants to creep in as a reminder of where you've come from. We must know that we're in right standing with Christ and that we're justified by faith in Him. See, without faith, we can do nothing. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. So I want you to begin to speak that over your life. There's a big difference between position and feeling. So what I'm sharing tonight has nothing to do with how we feel. All right? We are the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus, and that is not based on how we feel. So whether you feel it or not, you may say, well, you know, I keep thinking about this and I think about that and I used to do this and I used to do that and it really makes me feel really bad. Well, this is not about how we feel. And that's why we have to speak over our lives, because we're made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. This is true for everybody who believes, no matter who we are. Now, what I just said to you is the same thing that I read to you out of Romans 3:22 that came from the New Living Translation. Those words I just spoke to you, that this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are, that we are the righteousness of God just by placing our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So do you trust Him tonight? Do you believe that Jesus has saved you, that He's raised you? Well, then you're the righteousness of God. There's only one God, and He has justified us. So that's something I want you to begin to speak over your life. It's going to make a world of difference, is to profess that over your life, that we are the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. All right? So that's one of the first things I want you to begin to profess over your life, and do it every day. That's why I'm giving you some scriptures, because the Lord wants us to start saying what the Word says and don't take it back. God showed me so clearly that the enemy is coming against us on all fronts. You know, we hear things in the news. We're living life. Things come against us on a day-to-day basis. You know, it may be things that are happening under your own roof or on your job or in your neighborhood or even in your church. But I'm saying this to you, that child of God, we have to begin to speak what God has spoken. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Encourage yourself in the Lord. And so then God is going to open up for you his good storehouse, the Word says, the heavens, and he's going to rain upon our land, and it's going to come forth in season. And then God is going to do something that he promised. He promised this to the nation of Israel, but you see, we are his seed. We are the seed of Abraham spiritually. So we claim those blessings. And I'm reading in Deuteronomy 28 and 13, and I want you to put that down as somewhere else for you to go in Deuteronomy 28. And this is very familiar to you. I'm just going to say it like this, and you can read it. But I'm going to say that God has promised to make us the head and not the tail. All right? Now, with all of these things that I share tonight, oh, my goodness, it's so exciting to know that God has made provision for us. He has said you're going to be the head and not the tail, you know, the lender, not the borrower. And you may say, well, listen, I'm so far in debt. I have borrowed. I am the borrower. But remember, I said this is not about feeling or what we're experiencing. This is all about our position in Christ. This is about what God has said about us. So you may be experiencing one thing, but you have to begin to profess what God has said about your life and see him turn it around. Because listen to the other part of this. It says the Lord is going to make you the head and not the tail. Now listen, if you pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God. See, that's the thing. If you pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God in Deuteronomy 28:13 that I give to you this day and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top and never at the bottom. Now, let me say this again. I want us to stop looking at what it looks like. And we profess our faith based on what God has said and not the mess that we've gotten ourselves into. Because as we begin to profess over ourselves and say what God has said, then these lives, these earthly circumstances, these situations that we find ourselves in are going to come in line. Does it happen magically? No, this is not about magic. This is not about waving a wand, is it? But listen, the word of God is so plain. It says, listen to the commands of the Lord your God. And if you carefully obey them, the Lord's going to make you the head, not the tail, and you'll always be on top and never at the bottom. So this causes us then to search ourselves. You know, first of all, God, what is it that you've called for me to do that I'm not doing, and I need to release that to you so that you can get the glory and I can move forward. You know, and every time I do that, I'm moving up in God. Every time I make up my mind that I'm going to obey what the Lord has said to me and about me, what this word has said, whether I understand it or not, then I'm moving up in God. And God is moving us to our rightful place in the kingdom, always at the top, never at the bottom. So I want you to get that in your spirit, not based on what it looks like, not based on the bills that you got in the mail, but God has said he's made you the head and not the tail. And a part of that that goes with it is that we pay attention to the commands of the Lord our God, not only know what they say, but obey them. The word says carefully obey them. Then the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. Now, there's certain things that God has said to all of us, but I can't say what it is that, you know, God is impressing in your spirit right now, that he said, okay, I've said that to you. You got to trust me and just do it, you know, and then everything's going to be all right. I'm going to put you in that position that I've called you to. Now, I'm not talking about a position as though a position in the church. I'm talking about that place in the kingdom, all right, where you're operating from a certain vantage point, you know, in earth, but God has put you in your rightful place in the kingdom of God. And so you are the head, and I am the head and not the tail. That's what God has promised to us. Let's move forward. All right. This is something I want you to begin to speak over your life. What is it that you cannot do? What is it that you cannot do? Well, you can probably think of a lot of things that start coming to your mind. Well, those are the things I want us to stop saying. I want us to stop saying what it is that we cannot do because that's not of God. You know, he doesn't want us to profess what it is that we cannot do, but he wants us to profess our strength in him, right? So these are the things we want to speak over ourselves, and regardless to our situation, we will not take it back. Maybe there's something in our health situation or our finances or whatever that speaks to us. You can't do that. You can't have that. You can't go there. You can't be that. But the Word of God says in Philippians 4:13, write that down, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. That's what strengthens me, the knowing that I can do all things through Christ. What strengthens me is the fact that Christ is in me, the hope of glory, and therefore I know that I can do all things through Christ. Whatever it is that God has called you and me to do, we can do that. We can do it. We can do it. And I want you to begin to speak that over yourself. Again, don't worry about what it looks like. Don't worry about what it looks like. Just begin to speak the word over your life. And listen to this. As you begin to speak that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, Philippians 4:13, there are certain things that God has called us to that sometimes we shy away from. Fear may cause us to do that. But as we begin to speak what the word has said about us, God then begins to cultivate vision within us. I can do all things. And God is going to begin to cause some things to be stirred within us that he has called us to so that the faith within us can be perfected. Are you following what I'm saying? When you say, I can do all things through Christ, it's not just a chant that we're saying. It's not just something that we're saying that sounds good. No, Christ is going to put something there to test and try our faith. Because when we say we can do all things through Christ, he's saying, okay, I'm going to give you this to do, but you must understand you're going to do this through me and not in your own strength. You can do this through Christ, which strengthens you. And that's what God wants us to do, because then he gets the glory. People must know that God is the one who brings us through. He brings us out. He does these things through us. So it's a privilege to serve him. It's a privilege to do what he's called us to do. And you can do all things. What keeps us from it? Oftentimes, it could be fear, right? I mean, I don't know what could be keeping you from what it is that God has called you to. But you're going to stop saying, I can't, and stop receiving the I can'ts that have been spoken over your life, and we're going to begin to say, I can do. And not only can I do, but I can do all things through Christ. He's going to strengthen me. He's made provision for me. So what it is that sometimes comes against us may be a spirit of fear. Yes, but look in 2 Timothy 1:7. I know you can't go to all of these, but write them down, because later you can go back. 2 Timothy 1:7, you know what it says. It says, God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You have power. God has given you the spirit of power. He's given you a spirit of love, and he's given you a sound mind. You're not losing your mind. You know, you're not going crazy. You have a sound mind, and you must begin to speak that over yourself, okay? You know, all of us have times when we're forgetful or whatever the case may be, but begin to speak the word. This is a scripture for you to use. This is a scripture to speak over your loved ones who are dealing with situations where perhaps they've been spoken over with dementia or things of that nature. Just say that God has given you a sound mind. Speak over your loved ones. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, so then where does it come from? It doesn't come from God, so it must be in opposition to God, because God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. Now, I'm not going to say everything is the devil. I'm going to say that sometimes we've learned certain ways of thinking and certain patterns and things have been instilled in us. You know, sometimes we can speak fear and cultivate fear even in our children. You know, you hear people speak things over children that cause them to fear about, you know, this is going to get you, the boogeyman is going to get you, and that and the other. And they operate then in a spirit of fear. But God hasn't given that. That's not of God. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but it is a spirit. And this is why I'm saying we want to speak over ourselves, because we operate in the spirit realm. We live in the natural, but we operate in the spirit realm. And what we speak, and when we're speaking the word of God, we're speaking spirit. We're speaking life. His word is spirit. His word is life. But we can also speak from another spirit that comes to bring fear and bondage and disbelief, and it comes to oppose our faith. You can't operate in fear and faith at the same time. You just can't do that. It won't. The two don't operate together, because the scripture says the God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. He's given us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. So I want you to begin to use 2 Timothy 1:7. Yes, those voices will come back. When people speak those things over our lives, you know, even little children, they hear that. You know, when they're lying alone, and maybe you've gone through that too, and you're lying alone in your bed, and you begin to hear those things that are spoken over your life, you know, in the dark, the things that go bump in the night. What makes you afraid is what's been spoken. But God is saying, that didn't come from me. And what I want you to know is that I've given you a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind, and that you don't have to walk in fear. And we need to give that to our children. You know, there's so much around us today that could cause us to fear. And the scriptures talk about how in the last days men's hearts would fail them for fear, because there's so much that's going on in this world, you know. But we want to be built up in the word of God and speak the word over our lives. Write down Psalm 27:1. It is a psalm of David. And he says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Again, here we're coming against fear. And so David had to speak this over himself. He spoke this out loud. It's a psalm of David. Probably even sang this. It says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Is he your light? Is he your salvation? Whom shall I fear? He says, the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So what are you saying? What are you speaking? Put that in check. Put that in check, because we're to speak over our lives what the word of God has said. Amen? So that our lives begin to look more like what God has said. And so before they begin to manifest and turn and look more like what God has said, we continue to speak it. We say it. We see it before we see it, you know, and we say it regardless to what it looks like. Amen. I want us to think about the fact that Jesus resisted the enemy, and he had to flee. You know, in James 4:7, it tells us, submit yourselves therefore to God. So part of this has to do with submitting, because, you know, we have to realize that God says, you know, I am the one who has lordship over your life. So submit to me, and then you can resist the devil, and he'll flee from you in every area of your life. James 4:7. All right. This is something before we move away from this in terms of what we can do, I can do, and who I am. I want you to remember what 1 John 4:4 has said. It says, ye are of God, ye are of God, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Who? The evil one. You know, those who oppose Christ. Why? Why have you overcome them? Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And so, again, we have to bring this back to our remembrance. Speak it over yourself. I speak it over you tonight. There's a greater one living in you. I don't know what you're dealing with. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you feel like, what it looks like, what the doctor has said. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. How can I say that? I have to say it because God's word said it. And so, again, it's not about a feeling, you know, because it's so easy to say, I don't feel like the greater one is living in me. I don't feel like it. Guess what? A lot of times we don't feel like it. Doesn't feel like that. And you know what? Sometimes it doesn't look like it. It doesn't look like the greater one is in us. Sometimes it doesn't look like he's with us. But we know that he is. It's by faith. Amen? So that's 1 John 4:4. Year of God. Now, everybody can't claim these scriptures. You have to be of God. You have to be born of his spirit. You have to be born again. That's why it says, ye are of God, little children, because everybody is not of God. All souls belong to God. But the scripture says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. So that lets us know that all souls belong to God, but everybody's not a child of God. So understand the difference there, okay? But those who are born of God, and it's not something that's so difficult. Christ wants everybody to be saved. That's why he died. That's why he died. He thought that you and I were to die for, and he did it. And so he's saying, if you accept me, then we're going to have a relationship with one another. You draw nigh unto me, and guess what? I'm going to draw nigh unto you. I've walked this earth, but now I'm going to live and dwell within my people. And so this is why we say, greater is he who's in you than he that's in the world. I want you to hold on to that. He's greater. And share this with your children. I say that over and over because when we read the Old Testament, this is something that God left with his people. He said, teach your children, you know, in your rising, in your lying down, when you're walking by the way, tell them about this great and mighty God. I'm paraphrasing. Tell them about what he's done. Tell them about who he is. And so our children have to know, look, baby, no matter what it looks like, no matter what they are saying, what they say, the greater one is living down on the inside. Hallelujah. I think it's wonderful that we know that, Christ, the hope of glory, lives on the inside of us. He's a wonder. He's a wonder. And he's a wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. He's promised us, you know, that we shall be like trees planted by rivers of water. That means your roots grow deep. You know, we want our roots to grow deep, go down deep, just like being by streams of water, you know, and Christ is the one who nourishes and builds us up. Listen, we got to go forward here because we're about out of time. Let me share something else with you because I don't want you to be weary in well-doing. That's what the Spirit is saying. Don't be weary in well-doing. Don't worry about what it looks like. Don't worry about what has been spoken over you. You begin to speak over yourself. Speak over your own life, what the Word of God, what the Word of God has said. You know, you are the righteousness of God. You are the head and not the tail. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. He keeps us. You know, when the spirit of fear tries to come in, you know, speak back to that and say, no, God has not given me the spirit of fear. According to 2 Timothy 1:7, he's not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And you have to be able to speak that and speak it over your children. Speak it over our children. That God has not given us the spirit of fear, that we submit ourselves unto God, that we understand that the greater one lives within us. Now listen, I know that some of you are just on the cusp of something greater from God, and I don't just say that haphazardly, but God is always in the midst of his people, and he's looking to move among us, and to bring us closer to himself, and to take us higher in the things of God. But this is one thing that I want you to know, and it's coming from Psalm 75:6-7, because I don't want you to fret over the way things appear, all right? It says in Psalm 75:6-7, it says, for promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. You know, in life, a lot of things seem so unfair. You know, inequalities. You know, some who are doing everything they can for God, and yet they seem like they're impoverished. You know, they seem like they're not prospering. But we have to begin to speak the word over ourselves. Again, it's not a magic wand. It's just coming in agreement with the word of God. When we humble ourselves in the sight of God, you know, according to James 4 and 10, in due season, he's going to lift us up. And when we begin to speak this over ourselves and say, God, I'm not looking to these men. I'm not looking to these women for promotion, because your word says in Psalm 75, 6 and 7, that promotion doesn't come from the east or the west. It doesn't come from the south, but it comes from you. You put down one and lift up another. I'm waiting on you. I'm believing you. And so when we do that, speak that over yourself every single day. You know what? It'll keep us from disappointment at the hands of men. I read a testimony of someone who was constantly passed over, you know, for promotion, and he was constantly training others, and he would train them and train them, and guess what? They would get promoted over him, but he was the one with the knowledge. And he was training them and training them, and, you know, it made him begin to feel depressed. I just read this today. But the Spirit of the Lord reminded him that promotion comes from the Lord. And I want to share this with you as well, because it was part of his story. The Spirit of the Lord reminded him of that, but the Spirit of the Lord also allowed him to have, watch this, a conversation with someone with whom he had found favor. Now, sometimes we don't see how the natural and the spiritual work together, but guess what this person was able to share with him? It said, listen, you know, you are certainly the one with the most knowledge. We recognize that. We recognize that you have all of these skills, but you have not applied yourself to what we're looking for in terms of your education. You have stopped. You have not gone ahead and finished out your education. You're certainly able to do that. And we want you to have your CPA in this instance. You're not a certified public accountant. We want you to have at least that certificate, but you haven't gone ahead and done that. This is another thing. God wants to promote us, but he wants us not to shy away from those things that cause us to be in a position where when the time for elevation comes, you know, we don't have to be looked over. God doesn't want us to be embarrassed or made ashamed. He's promised us that the children of God will not be made ashamed. So don't be afraid when the Spirit of God is prompting you to go back for a certificate, to go do this, do that, whatever he's put in your spirit. You may say, I'm too old. Too much time has passed. I can never do it. I'm not smart enough. Listen, when God has put in your spirit to do whatever it is that he's calling you to do, just do it, because you never know what door is about to open just around the corner. And as you prepare, see, when you get to the door, it's too late to prepare then. God is going to begin to speak to your spirit. I'm telling you, as you begin to speak this word over yourself, all of this, it's written for a reason, to bring us to a place, to bring us to a state in the kingdom of God, where we understand who we are, where we understand that we operate in kingdom authority, you know, but he wants us to operate in kingdom authority from a place of understanding and wisdom. And the wisdom of this world, you see, God gives a wisdom that supersedes that. But as you go forth and you gain whatever understanding, and if some of you are educated in this world system, God will crown you with his wisdom, which far exceeds what books and certificates and diplomas can give to us. But that doesn't mean we just circumvent that. We do that and then let God breathe on that thing. Let God breathe on it and give us then supernatural, his supernatural wisdom, not as the world gives, the scripture says. I don't give you wisdom as the world gives, but I give you wisdom that will confound the wise. You see, the wisdom of this world is foolishness to God. But he'll allow us to go and get the education here, and then he'll give us wisdom to operate in this earth realm, but with kingdom authority. That's why I want us to begin to speak over our lives. God wants us to be able to see the big picture. That's something else that the person who shared with this gentleman that I was telling you about, talked with him about it, said, you know what, you have all these skills, but it just seems like you cannot see the big picture. And God spoke to my heart about that. He says people are so easily caught up in what's going on around them, you know, the influence that men may have in and over our lives. Look up and away from that. Look up to God and trust God, because we've got to see the big picture. We see from a kingdom perspective. Amen? And God has great things for you, my friend. He has great things in store for you. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You know, it's not just little children who hear things that go bump in the night, but even us as adults, there are certain things that will rattle our chain, if you will. But God has promised to make us the head and not the tail. He's promised that we'll be above and not beneath. He's promised it. But we have to observe what he said. Observe what he's saying to you and make up your mind to do it. That's what he's saying. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Don't go after, you know, the appeal of men. You know, don't go after men to pat you on the back. It's okay if they do. But if they don't, submit to God and be willing just to do what it is that he says do. Because I guarantee you there's some great things in store for your life. God has a great plan for your life. He has planned to do you good and not evil all the days of your life. And you can rejoice in that. So say it. Whatever the word has said, say it and don't take it back. Do not take it back. I've given you several scriptures on tonight. I want you to take those. I want you to dig deeper. I want you to pray and ask God to share with you his word. He's going to bring scriptures up in your spirit that apply to your situation so that you can hold on to those because they apply to your life, and he wants you to speak those scriptures over your life that he's going to share with you, because God wants us to hold on to the word while he's working in us to bring it to pass. Amen? So we thank God for you tonight. Thank you for joining us and being with us. God is doing great things in you. Father, we thank you and we bless you. You're a great and mighty God. You are the one true and living God. And we honor you on tonight. Bless your people. Raise them up. Give them to say what you've said, Lord. Help us to keep this word within our mouths, Lord God. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our paths. We choose to bless you. Let the word of God be strong within our mouths, O God, and give us feet that run swiftly to obey your will. It's in the matchless name of Jesus that we pray. Thank God. Amen. Join us next Monday evening for When Passion Meets Purpose. Until then, God bless you. We love you so much. Have a great evening.